League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How y'all niggas been, man?
Man, doing good than the motherfucker, man. Been right. Chilling, man. You know, the music reviews been popping off.
Been popping like a motherfucker, like a son.
Motherfucker.
We got Yuck Mouth this Friday reviewing your music with us. Yuck Mouth, the legendary I Got Five on It. Man. Messing with that indo weed. I got five on it.
You know the homie from Pasadena wrote that.
Don't tell Yuck Mouth that.
But he told it. He supposedly wrote that because it's the part in there that said that nigga Chris rolling up a fat.
Yeah.
He was talking about Chris, oh man, that died in the projects out here when he was young. Chris Robinson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Little known history. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shout out to Ronnie, I believe it is.
Ronnie?
Ronnie that from Pasadena.
Shout out to Ronnie, man. That's a classic song.
It is.
Sarah in here. Sporting a different type of flat top today.
Puffy.
This one with the blow dryer. She blew it up.
He said blow the blow dryer.
She put the pick at the end of the blow dryer. And put some motor oil in her hair. And just
motor oil.
That nigga crazy.
Looked like she went skydiving before she got to the river.
The wind in my hair.
Put your mic on, Sarah. You ain't got your mic on.
I got it on. Sure. I don't take that from a nigga that looked like a lumberjack hot dog. Nigga. Smothered. Would you like nose with that?
Get her a mic and she
And she drink her ketchup and then eat the hot dog. That's crazy.
Your jacket took all the mustard.
Oh, wow. Oh,
damn.
Now that's a cap.
That's a cap.
That's funny. Sarah in this thing, roasting the nigga.
Man.
Hey, Lil Fizz, man. We briefly covered Lil Fizz. Apparently, he had his whole asshole to a camera.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Lil Fizz had his asshole.
Supposedly on OnlyFans, he put his inner ass on the internet.
OnlyFans.
Inner asshole. Yeah, yeah.
Past the cheeks, I hear.
You can see pre-exit shit in the camera. That's how far up his ass.
My Lord.
That is crazy.
You see.
I didn't like how he got with old girl, though.
No. What you mean?
Oh, yeah, that was foul as fuck. You're talking about Omarion.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit.
Yeah.
I met him once. I did a event for him and his son. And his son was playing, but I was like that. I said, "Oh, okay, you a cool dude, whatever, whatever."
Fish.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I see that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Damn!" Like, and you gonna say that wasn't your homie?
Yeah.
Y'all got money together. Was on the road together. Y'all wasn't cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird to date your homie's girl though.
Well, that's some soft shit. That's the type of nigga to have a special. A pair of shoes for doing the electric slide. These are my dip shoes. These are my dip shoes, okay?
He got metal on the tips.
Dip.
That shit was faulty as fuck. I was like, bro, ain't no way in hell we didn't got money together and been together all these years.
Yeah.
I mean, but Rico killed Mitch, my nigga, so you know what I mean?
But Rico was
from Harlem. Them niggas wasn't from Harlem.
But Rico was a bitch-ass nigga for doing it, though.
Right.
He wasn't like, oh, we praise Rico after he killed that nigga.
Hey, but I heard that.
He killed Mitch.
Hey, but I heard back in the day, one of the members slept with Omarion's mom, though.
Mitch don't sound like he looked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mitch, that sound like a old white dude that drink a lot of Budweiser. Mitch, that don't sound like a New York City drug lord, but it is.
Yeah, for real. He was one of the coldest too. Cool. Everybody liked him.
Yeah, I mean that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, but
apparently this other nigga didn't like him because he killed him.
Right, right. But he didn't grow up over where he was.
A telltale sign.
He's from a totally different part, right? He said a telltale sign.
But apparently Rico didn't like the nigga. He wasn't that good.
Rico was a snake, nigga.
It's one motherfucker out there that hates you, and you don't know they hate you.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody, every real nigga got a bunch of them.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't got a hater, nigga, you ain't doing something right.
But I'm talking about this is one motherfucker that secretly can't stand you. He don't say nothing to nobody. You think you know who yours is?
Oh, yeah.
You know he's about to say your uncle. It always go back to the same nigga with show, bro. Who's the nigga that hates your show?
Uncle James.
That nigga, we gotta get him to come on the show.
Uncle James was great. He don't want that nigga in his presence. Nah, you see that nigga? Hell no. What's wrong with Uncle James?
Every on mouthpiece fixed my life.
Ain't nothing right with the nigga, man.
You should have said nothing right with him.
Ain't nothing right with him.
Like, is he a smoker? An ex-smoker?
A hater, my nigga. Like, all
around. Oh, just a hater.
He must have said some foul shit. You know, show gonna be gay when you get older.
Right.
And he heard, what this nigga think I'm gonna be?
Nah, look at this nigga get to eat cereal every morning.
My nigga's a hater, bro.
Got it. Okay, is that your mama's brother?
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, it was a feud between the little brother and the older brother. The little brother was, like, successful and shit, you know?
Okay, and the older brother ain't shit. Yeah, he ain't okay. Shit, you know what I mean? So. Yeah. And now he's just bitter.
Yeah, he always been bitter, bro.
Does he live at home?
That nigga must have kicked you off some crutches when you was a baby. Or something. Your little bow, nigga ain't my nephew, you bitch ass nigga.
Or tripped a nigga.
My nephews don't wear knee braces. Okay, you're too young for a knee brace.
You're
eight. Why you got ACL problems and you're eight?
Right.
This motherfucker ain't.
That nigga. Hey, yeah, he did some shit to you. Probably wore your drawers.
Nah, he ain't do no shit like that.
Because he seemed like probably a bottom.
Nah, you know what he did, bro. Shit. My first time not liking this nigga, bro.
Oh, shit.
The first time, you know what I'm saying? I had a DMX album, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? This is when the first DMX album came out.
So the CD.
The tape, bro.
The tape?
Yeah, the tape.
Okay.
So when I go to the motherfucking, the music warehouse, bro.
Right.
And it was by South Bay Galleria. Remember?
Yeah.
Nigga, so I always look older than 10, my nigga, when I was 10.
Because you had facial hair.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't have facial hair, my nigga, but, you know, I was just tall.
This nigga was
okay.
This nigga was more in Temptation ready. This nigga be in Temptation now.
Ain't
this nigga fit right
low.
In. At 2 years old, he can fit in with the Temptation. He just know all the moves. I don't get it. He's spinning right and dip. Over there.
Can't get next to you.
I heard it. This nigga was born to be a tenor.
You ain't nothing without David Ruffin.
You ain't nothing without David Ruffin.
I'm going to tell you right now, this nigga Craig is on.
Y'all crazy. You too, nigga.
Oh, I'm always on, nigga.
Oh, wait a minute. I just noticed something.
What was you saying?
Show just gonna go like this. Yep.
Yeah. That nigga just ate some grass in front of us.
Nigga, stupid. I look like when you got dressed this morning and said, it's rabbit season.
Oh, wow.
It's rabbit season.
Nigga, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Y'all niggas burnt.
But yeah,
Yo, punk ass uncle.
Yeah,
back to James.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. Hey. Somebody at his job or somebody, he gonna be fixing somebody's house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he be doing landscaping and shit like that. Somebody gonna be watching this in LA and gonna be like, hey, they talking about you right here.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That'd be hilarious. Like, what'd be the odds?
How often do you see him?
Nigga, I don't see him.
Oh.
Hey. I already know what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with him.
So when you go to Shrinner, you gonna go through his pockets. And then when that nigga go through his pockets,
this nigga
ain't taking shit with him, man.
What they leave on you.
Y'all be cool one day.
How many years older?
This nigga like probably like late. No, this nigga like probably like 65 or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's setting his ways. He ain't fucking with you.
Nah, he. Show gonna buy his suit for the funeral and leave the tags on and take him off back to the store.
Man,
Show gonna pop lock at his funeral.
Instead
of singing that nigga.
I'll do the worm on his grave.
Do the worm on his grave.
You stupid, sir. Oh, that nigga gonna be mad at y'all at Christmas dinner. He bringing this shit up.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
He like, so what was y'all talking about me for today?
But yeah, nigga, nigga got my DMX tape taken, bro. I was mad at him.
Taken?
Taken, bro.
And thus it began.
Wait, now we gotta investigate, nigga.
All right, so basically,
taken how?
Show would only play the bark parts of the song. Rewind that shit, man.
Hear that loop that cuz.
That second bark was a sign. Something's gonna happen.
You about to be Damien. You about to be Damien in the next record.
So pass me my Bible. You see that nigga find barks in the Bible. Pass me my Bible. See any Ephesians? It's a bar- they was barking in Ephesians.
Stupid.
That's what unknown tongues mean.
Unknown tongues.
That is crazy.
A nigga dug up a bark scroll. He was, should be a sign. This my. They was barking in Mesopotamia. Look at this on this Bible. Look at this nigga's barking, man.
That nigga's an idiot.
You look like you was a deer hunter, part of the No Limit Soldier, my nigga.
Oh, the food judge.
Every time you shoot a deer. Every time he shoot a deer, he talk about how he bought it.
ride it.
That nigga is an idiot. That nigga's a pure idiot. Hey.
For the 9 out of 2,000.
For the 9 out of 2,000.
Hey. Yeah. That's just a fool. When you go hunting, you bite the hind legs of your prey. You know? Oh, really? So why'd you use a shotgun?
Nigga.
You got a shotgun right there.
Why
you
stupid, nigga. Niggas is burnt.
Remember, got a shotgun. He gonna bite the hind leg. But he bit the ACLs off the motherfucker.
Nigga can't run no more.
Stupid.
Nigga had ACL soup after he killed the
ACL soup. I love that tendon.
Trophy pieces.
Nigga, your pants came with a baller block and VHS tape.
That is a baller block.
Niggas is burnt. I can tell right now, nigga. Every part of us is gonna get talked about today.
Oh, yeah.
Every part of us, nigga.
Oh, shit.
You scared? You ain't never really bagged on him. You scared of the homie, too.
Oh, no.
Look,
he picking shoes. He picking shoes.
I'm so Don King of the comedy industry.
You know what it is, bro? I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't shoot first.
Yeah.
Unless
you Look. We've talked, but we ain't like bagged on each other. Yeah. But this nigga here just be setting niggas up.
Hey, that nigga said something about your mama in the lobby. That is random to just talk about a nigga mama you just met. Like, why are you talking about my mama?
Well, yeah, that is random. I had a homeboy. My homeboy did that shit. He dead now. But,
God damn. Man,
he can't, I know he can't do it again. I'm just letting you know he can't do it again. He's dead.
He didn't die because of that shit. But, wow. You know what I'm saying? So, we had like 9th and 10th graders like at our school. I went to a charter school, right? So, when I went to the charter school or whatever.
Right.
That nigga said that shit twice.
That nigga went to school at the bus station. They chartered my school. Charter bus school.
He was like, for all you dumb
he
niggas.
He went to school at the bus station?
All you dumb niggas that went to a vocational school.
Bus station,
I'm in Greyhound College, okay? I'm in Greyhound College.
Nigga, these niggas here.
We a seat above the rest.
We pre-grained like a motherfucker.
They chartered my school. I'm in Greyhound bus. Greyhound College.
Nigga, that's hilarious. I forgot the fuck I was going to say after that, nigga.
But you said you got on a charter. You went to a charter school.
Oh, I went to a charter school.
On the cross country team.
In the cross country team.
So we
this nigga was two leg hopping cross country. Did this motherfucker do a mile rabbit style? Did this nigga do a mile like a rabbit? That nigga was.
This extra fluffy long
jumper. That nigga used to do cross country like a rabbit. Nigga,
y'all niggas burnt.
The tortoise in the show.
With a carrot in his mouth. This motherfucker did 2 miles with a carrot in his mouth. Go ahead.
That's skill.
All right, I'm already eating down
there. Look, he said, look, I'm cool.
I missed the whole point.
Back to this shroom. What the fuck?
That nigga faux hopped a 40-yard dash. That nigga.
Hopped up
40
yard dash.
Did this nigga run a 40 and 4 jumps? No.
Four jumps.
This nigga four hopped it.
Four hopped it.
This nigga hopped a 40 in 3 seconds. That's never been done.
Niggas is burnt. Niggas is crazy.
But you was telling, you was saying something?
About.
What?
No, he was saying something.
You said it was funny how niggas be randomly talking about niggas' mama.
Yeah, nigga just start talking. I just met you, man. Fuck Barbara. I mean, the bitch. Why is the bitch? Why would she do it? Like, nigga, how you know my mama didn't have a.
Hey, but niggas got swung on. And yeah. Knowing a nigga don't even know your mama, though.
Right, right.
Like,
nah, I used to hate it because when niggas at the school used to say, like, if your mom was fine or something, that shit would be like. Nigga, the worst shit football practice, nigga, ever.
Imagine a kid trying to talk, hey, mom, you got to dress like a regular bitch. These niggas are still white.
This nigga said, wait, he tell his mama, you got to dress like a
make
regular
her
bitch.
Make her secure.
This nigga,
look, my teammates want to fuck you.
Right.
No, I did tell my mom a couple of times, nigga, put your cleavage away before you come to my school.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, my mom was a cleavage girl. Yeah, she was a cleavage girl.
Yeah.
But when she came to my practice one time, she was standing on the gate. And then one of my coaches.
She was standing on the gate.
Like, you know, hanging on the gate.
Athletic, like a bird. That nigga mama climbed on the gate and stood on the motherfucker.
Okay, surf that school lane.
Leaning on the gate. Oh,
motherfucker climbed the gate. But where's your mama climbing the fence, nigga? And she watched the whole practice.
The whole practice.
Nigga said, like, the next karate kid, nigga.
This nigga said,
she was up there doing karate shit. Why he was.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he shadow karate you.
On one leg and shit.
That nigga's a fool.
In a sundress, nigga. Titties out.
Watching the sunset in a sundress.
Doing roundhouses.
And then did a backflip off the motherfucker. Like, what? How come his mama ain't playing ball?
Right. Y'all niggas burnt the fuck
out. So, no, your mama should be on the team, nigga. She did a backflip and some sandals off a fence, nigga. This is...
She's acrobatic.
She part gargoyle.
Yeah, no, that shit was funny.
But no, go ahead.
But no, it's, you know, the cleavage was there. You know what I'm saying? And I told moms because the coach turned around. He was like, hey, man, who used to nurse on them things?
I'll never forget that, man.
Shout out to Coach Ken. Coach Ken from Pasadena Bulldogs, man. That nigga said, who used to nurse on them things?
Oh, no.
And I remember just my homie started dying out laughing.
Nigga.
Because he go, nigga, put your hand up. Put your hand up.
Right? Yeah.
So I was like, that's my mom's, man. He was like this. He said, okay. He was like this. She got a man.
Because
he wanted to make me mad during practice because he said I was being lazy. So
they knew it was your mom because of the titties?
No, they knew it because of my mom because I said it was my mama. Nigga, where you been, Sarah?
No, I'm just saying. I didn't know because of your size breast that.
Oh,
they,
wow. She tried to shoot.
She didn't try. Yeah,
just because you in there suffocating with your little upper breast.
What? Nigga, you sitting up there looking like Peppa Pig daddy.
Peppa Pig.
We seen that afro puff on top of your head. It's about as
ain't
big as your areola.
You don't know how my areola looks.
Sarah's a trip, nigga. Her motherfucking vision is fucked up because of her breast size.
Uh-huh. It's got to suck for your mama to have big titties.
Yeah.
It got a suck.
Show your mama. Show your
why
mama.
Why you pointing at the nigga like that?
Show
that your mama got big titties.
I ain't never really looked at my
wow.
I'm talking to my mama, my nigga.
I never looked at my mama's titties.
But that nigga said his mama.
Nigga, I'm taller than my mama, nigga.
But no,
taller? What does that mean?
So you cannot see her. Okay.
Sarah, do your mama got big titties?
She gets custom-made bras.
See what I'm saying? So women talk about it easy. She told you her mama titty size.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what size titties your pops got?
Oh, shit.
I have no clue. My dad was actually tall and skinny.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, if your kids know your titty size, you need to lose some weight, nigga. If your daughter like, here, dad, wear this bra. You're like, oh, no.
Nah.
My daughter just offered me one of her motherfucking.
Nah, I never my, like my kid's mom right now, both of them. They both got big titties. They do. Both of the moms got big titties.
You think because secretly?
Nah.
Okay.
No. I'm a booty nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I like ass.
Hold on.
He got titties.
It's like you gotta break that shit apart. Yeah. You gotta put a space in between that shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Look, somebody say check, please.
You gotta. You need a whole new typewriter for that man. I'm a booty. Nigga.
That shit,
my
nigga.
Bad.
Nigga, you made that, shit that nigga made it a compound word, nigga.
I like rump on the ladies. Okay. Is that all right with y'all?
That's perfect.
If you can't say it in reverse, it ain't right. Niggas booty. Booty, nigga. Niggas booty. Get rid of that phrase altogether.
That nigga's crazy.
Booty, yeah. Nigga. Niggas booty.
But do it hurt your back, Sarah?
No. Does it hurt yours?
Nigga, I'm straight, nigga. I could lose this probably in 2 months.
But normally niggas like
big
titties. And then
you'll be a smaller looking shot putter.
Solid.
Normally,
because your flotation devices, nigga, floats in the damn producer room.
Normally niggas like big titties because they mama got big titties.
Nah.
That's weird, though.
Yeah, that's wild as fuck, nigga.
What you mean? Women date men because it reminds them of their fathers all the time.
Close to it.
That's why I don't have one.
Oh, your daddy was a ghost.
Daddy wasn't there.
Your father,
your daddy wasn't there, so she ain't got a boyfriend. Yeah. That's
her father is a Civil War ghost.
That's
Shit.
Oh, and he sings "Unchain My Heart" in my room.
Man. No. Yeah. Her mother slept naked on the Battle of the Bulge grass, and a ghost got her pregnant.
This nigga is an idiot, bro. This nigga is a pure idiot, but he fast.
This bitch I used to fuck with is engaged to this nigga. I used to fuck with her like 12 years ago. And her new nigga, I was looking at his page.
Oh, shit. Stalking the nigga. Stalking the nigga.
Yo.
And her new nigga looked like her daddy. I'm talking about dead on this nigga. He looked more like her daddy than his sons do.
Damn.
I got a cousin that's like that.
Right.
Legit, like, her dad was a red-headed dude. He always wore, like, silver rings. You know them type of, like, biker silver rings?
Yeah.
Chains like and Blaze. Shit.
So she married the Crown Down now?
You feel me?
Pull up Crown Down.
And now, sure, her dude, he looks and favors this nigga. Like, his whole vibe, his whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, and they got like probably like 20 years in between them.
You talking about this nigga right here?
No. Hell no.
Hey, but it depends.
That nigga was good in that.
He was a fire MC, a dope actor. Shout out, yeah. I'm a big fan.
Oh, he's a very good actor, yeah.
I don't know. That could, like, I don't know about the look shit. That
I would never get a girl that look like
mannerism.
My mama.
I can see the mannerism because they always
tell. Is your mom tall?
Yeah.
Is your girl tall? You don't think you date your girl because your mom is tall?
No.
But
Because my daughter mom is like 5'2", 5'4".
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
You can favor a woman that kind of resembles moms because you was good with moms. There's nothing wrong with that. But for somebody to get direct, dead on, like your mother.
Yeah, what if
I'm talking about like manner. Like for instance, you know how they always say, how you treat your daughter, you know what I'm saying? You be holding that standard up for her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what I mean. That's cool.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but at, like, looking like, I'm like, like it.
Now, let me ask you this. I wanted to ask about relationship because it has to do with race. Do you believe when a black family has, like, kids, like, daughters and sons, if the kids don't date the same race, Do you think it has anything to do against their parents?
I think that there could be cases of that. There's definitely a percentage, but also proximity too.
Yeah,
it's like some motherfuckers' parents be well to do and they didn't grow up around black folks.
Yeah,
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
I know plenty of mixed girls or little black girls that grew up really opposite of how we grew up.
Right.
And they be dating white boys in high school,
yeah,
and college. And then they get serious with a white boy. And then they have that one experience with the family that makes them realize, oh, he may fuck with me a little bit, but these motherfuckers don't fuck with me like that.
Mm, right.
And they always end up coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a part of the proximity thing because they weren't really around a lot of niggas, you know?
Right. So.
But I think that women pass hatred of the father to their kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of times when that happens, women resent their kids. I mean, resent their fathers, their black fathers, and they white to spite their fathers because of hate that was passed by moms.
Oh, we got somebody calling and shit?
No.
Do we?
Oh, okay.
What was that sound then?
The Discord link popping up.
Oh,
okay. Nah, but I like I've watched, like, one of my cousins, he said he would never date a black woman.
Ever.
Ever. But he loved his mama. Mama's Jamaican. Okay. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you date a black woman? He said all black women are gold diggers.
Huh?
And I was like, but your mama married to my uncle. Mm-hmm. He ain't got money like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
he
don't have money.
Right.
So your theory is like out the window, my
out
nigga.
The window.
She's living with him at his people house.
Right.
At the time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So your mama's not a gold digger, so I don't know. I don't get your theory, player.
Right.
So what I thought it was this. He was in the music industry doing his thing, and he probably was around a chick that he liked, and she left him or left the situation to get with another nigga that's higher up because she was a gold digger.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And now you count that as all black women.
Right.
But your mama that you see every fucking day,
right,
is clearly not a gold digger.
Right.
So how you just say you won't date all no black women?
Yeah, that's some ignorant shit to say. But all women are transactional, not just black women.
Right.
You have to pay her in some way that resonates as currency to her. Some women is money hungry.
Right.
Some women is attention hungry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some women is space hungry. You got to find out what they spend their time on.
Yeah.
It's just with us, you know, we come from a lot of fucked up situations and shit, so we be thinking money is the answer. So a lot of our women will be that way because they think money is the answer, but all of them ain't like that.
Yeah, nah,
but I know niggas who don't date black women because they hate their mothers and they don't know they hate their mothers.
Right.
A lot of niggas hate their mom because their fathers ain't around. Mm-hmm. So they go to what they think is trustworthy, which is white, Latino, Hispanic, because they have a low-key resentment for their mothers running their pops off.
Right. I've seen that. That's why I asked, because I'll be like this. I said, if I ever see somebody that honestly wasn't either close with their mom, like a dude not close with their mom, but he dating the white girls or Mexican girls or Asian girls, I'll be like,
Yeah.
So he didn't want, okay. And then when I see, you know, a woman doing that,
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Was you cool with your parents? Because if you loved your mom and, like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want that same type of,
right,
you know. So, but yeah, keep it pushing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a tough one, you know. I feel people should date who they want to date, but you,
yes,
if you're doing something out the box, make sure it's not for a fucked up ass reason that you didn't even realize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I tell women that all the time. I got my cousin, she gay. I said, hey, you better make sure the chicks that you fall for ain't that way because they've been molested or sexually abused.
Right, because that relationship going to end 5-10 years down the line.
Yeah, because if this is really how you was born, you shouldn't want nobody that ain't right upstairs in your fucking community.
Yeah. Right.
Because, I thought about that. I was like that. I said, could I ever settle down with a Caucasian?
I can settle down. I prefer black women.
No, but I was like that. I said, but you know how at your house, sometimes you oh, somebody got bombed. Oh, that was some white shit.
Right.
And you can't say that shit next to your girl and she's sitting right there blonde and blue eyed.
Yeah.
Y'all be like, oh, that was some white shit. I wish she ever say, just oh, say that no was some nigga shit.
Right.
I'm going to go off.
Yeah, that's funny.
I actually got a homeboy, right? This nigga, like, it's crazy because we told this nigga, like, I guess the girl that this nigga, it was dating at the time. Like, he got his shit together. I'm talking about shit together. Got his house, all that shit.
Right.
She a little older. Already had, like, a couple of kids and shit like that. This nigga had no kids. I'm like, hey, nigga. Like, nigga, you got, you getting your money, all that shit, nigga. Right. Go ahead, nigga. You can talk to whoever you want to, nigga. Don't fuck with her.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? A white chick, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, he got, you know, what's that shit when they in the army and shit? And they get all they benefits and shit, you know, all that shit. You know,
wait, so a white girl took all your uncle's stuff?
No, my bro.
Oh wow,
yeah, took all this shit, bro. Like not like they not
took
like,
all his like material stuff.
Not really took it, but just basically a come up, like you know,
got or her, she got married to him and she took.
Not
it.
Even married, nigga, but basically like you know, she was in an apartment when this nigga get his house,
right.
Moved the kids, everybody in the house. Don't even like her though. I'm like, but had a baby by her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, already okay, a made okay, family. Okay. I'm like, wondering where the connection.
I was like, you got your paper, you got your career. I'm like, my nigga, you could go ahead and meet your chick that ain't got at least no kids, my nigga, that's working on herself.
Oh, you
nigga.
Was saying this before the baby.
Yeah, before the baby.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then
okay.
So when we had went to a club, we met him at a club and shit like that, right? And then she basically told me and my girl, like, hey, yo, I stopped taking my birth control pills. And I was like, hey, my nigga, you about to have a baby, bro. And he was like, oh.
Wait.
Yeah, nigga.
Hold up. At the club,
she told your girl.
All this shit happened.
This bitch told you and your girl, I ain't on birth control no
nigga.
Which is always a conversation nigga. Starter.
You feel me?
I told the homie.
I would have told the homie in front of her.
I did, nigga. I was like, hey, bro, she not taking her pills.
Right. Like, and who nigga, says that shit at a party?
This bitch was drunk. I guess she was drunk. I was like, oh.
What'd your homie say?
Nigga, he stayed with her, nigga. I was like, oh.
So that pussy was great.
I guess so, man.
It had to be. If you warned him she brought up the cup. In smart water, too.
Oh, yeah.
But if she warned you or said that beforehand,
right?
That is a red flag before they started using red flags. Yeah.
You should have left her at the club. Nigga,
to bring that up at the bar?
And I would have left that bitch mid-Dougie.
So she was like, I'm going to get pregnant tonight.
Bro.
Or... I did it already, and this nigga gleeked in me yesterday.
Yeah, she probably was pregnant.
Yeah.
Already.
God damn it.
So you told your homie, he just didn't say nothing.
No, he said something, but that shit didn't mean shit.
What'd he say?
He was like, yeah, I went off this, that, and the third, but nigga, next
You day, went off, so he busted off in it.
I guess so.
Oh.
You know how nigga, but a lot of niggas be in relationships, they'll say one thing to the homies, and then it'd be a totally different situation at home.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But when I try to warn you, my nigga, you talk about how bad you don't like this person, you still, you know what I mean? I'm like, ain't nothing I can do, bro. You got to live from that.
Right.
Like,
for her to say that at the bar.
Yeah, she was honest. She was honest in the motherfucker.
Your homie must have had some paper. He's papered up.
Nah, yeah, nigga papered up, bro.
What'd he do?
Like, shit, nigga.
Post office.
We can't tell it.
We can't tell what the nigga doing.
When the nigga stutter like that,
it's my
fans is watching. Don't do shit to incriminate my nigga. And he ain't even my nigga.
Illegal donuts.
Illegal donuts.
This is a different type of donut.
That nigga said, what does he do?
Got that glaze.
Any other nigga be like, oh, he a banker. He an engineer. Oh, he's a contractor. He's a construction worker. He's a truck driver. Something like that. That nigga said he's a...
And a baba bite.
That shit was funny.
Funny
that nigga ain't filing no taxes.
No, hell no. So you used to borrow money from the nigga?
Oh, shit.
You're lying. Anytime a nigga talk about how much paper a nigga got. Yeah,
like, he didn't slip me 500.
Yeah, I know. He let me borrow a lot of money.
That's actually the one I, that, remember I told you I called a teacher hooker in the third grade?
TJ wow. Hooker.
You called a teacher. You knew TJ Hooker?
I called not nigga said TJ Hooker. That nigga. No, I said the teacher hooker in the third grade when I was at a
teacher a hooker in the third grade. Yeah. Show you didn't belong in no.
That was his mama, you said?
No, I didn't, that wasn't his mama. That's the nigga that was there when I called the teacher a hooker.
Oh, he was there. Oh, this is your partner.
Yeah.
Damn.
They go back. So, of course, he's borrowed money.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, I'm short on a burrito. Nigga, can you help me?
Of course, it's like that, nigga.
Yeah, of course, it's like that, my nigga.
So, this your best partner?
Yeah, basically.
Bro. And you warned him about the non-taking birth control heifer.
Yeah, bro.
And she really just took what she took. And then all of a sudden now your homie got a, how old is the baby?
Shit, like maybe like 4 or 5, something like that.
Oh, so
he's still with her.
Yeah. Bro. And he's still with her now.
Basically, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He watched the show?
I hope not.
Okay.
Nah, honestly, I'm just playing. He probably wouldn't care. He's like,
this
nigga,
this is going to be special function.
Nah, he said, nigga, you can tell my story. I don't give a fuck. So, you know.
Okay, hope she don't listen.
No, nah, she don't.
Why should she care? She winning.
Yeah, that's
she is winning, but us talking about her, that nigga gonna catch some hell.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We too in-depth in their lives, and she seemed like a, you know, not too good chick.
Man, yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be anybody. That's somebody watching the show right now. That's how
right.
So, first article, Zion Clark. Can you bring that up?
Uh-oh.
Zion Clark is a young man with no bottom.
Oh, we gonna talk about this shit.
Wait, what?
He has no bottom.
So he just only got an upper half?
Only got an upper half. And he...
Listen to the story.
He just won an MMA fight.
I got to find it. It's not on here.
Nigga.
He won.
We laughed about this shit yesterday. But I've met the nigga twice, right?
You met this
nigga? Yeah. Met the nigga twice. Understand this. We watched the video, bro.
No, I mean, Drake can't be touched.
You feel me? We watched the video. When you doing MMA and you rolling around on the ground, right? The other dude uses his legs to trap what on you?
Your legs. Your lower half. Nigga was airballing. nigga kept trying to put his legs around him, and that's why he lost. You want to talk good about him. I think he's a criminal.
He said, I think he's a criminal. He's I'm not talking good criminal. About the nigga. The nigga has a whole part missing.
Nigga got all his lower half missing. How you going to be in an MMA fight? A nigga can't put you in a leg lock or nothing.
Nigga, he was doing this show with his legs and missing.
Because nigga don't have no lower half. You found him? I sent it to you.
If you just seen the video show.
Put it up right now.
We hollered for 20 minutes.
Well, how the fuck is he? What do you say on nubs, nigga?
Nigga has no lower half, nigga.
But
he has regressive syndrome.
But understand this show. Understand this show. The nigga has no legs, but he wears shorts with holes in them.
You gotta air it out.
He'll slide you.
This nigga be walking around on his hands, right? Uh-huh. And you see him in regular shorts.
This nigga swole than a motherfucker.
Swole as a bitch.
How, nigga?
But understand this, yo. Understand this.
Why did the nigga sit there and let the nigga just grab him?
He was missing, and he just kept elevating to the higher ups.
That's like the nigga off of Living Color, the head detective.
Oh, fuck you, shit.
Oh, the head detective.
But the head detective, this is different because this nigga got the head.
He got arm and a torso.
He's strong as fuck.
But he could block?
And he run up. What, he run in a 40? They said he ran in a 40 on hands?
On hands.
So, he did. Yeah.
Bro, he has a 30-something inch vert with his hands.
That nigga was going like that?
He do plyometrics jumping on boxes with his hands.
This nigga, the funny shit that this nigga showed me, because we laughed continuously, then we laughed at this part. When the nigga won the fucking match, he does a backflip with his hands.
No, he don't.
Bullshit you not. Nigga, he does a backflip with his hands, lands on his hands. We were like, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is this?
Bro? This nigga can be in horror movies,
do you want me
nigga.
To play the video, too?
Yeah, play the video, but don't play the sound.
Okay.
We are going to watch a real-life Pac-Man ghost.
Oh, what is going on?
A Pac-Man ghost. No, I'm being honest with you.
No, I'm looking at the screen. I'm trying to figure out why it's black.
This video, when you see this man with like legs, when you see this nigga with legs trying to trap this nigga with no legs, it is the funniest shit I've ever seen. I'm sorry, because he tried. He kept trying.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you didn't learn from the first time that shit ain't there?
Yeah, why'd he fight him?
Why these niggas don't stand up? Like, they stand on the floor with this nigga.
Listen.
He's not strong.
I can't be the nigga that lose to the nigga with no legs.
How you going
to
get him off you?
What I would do, nigga,
I'll stand up, nigga, and just jump real hard on my back.
No. I told
nigga to fight over, nigga.
I told Craig what to do.
With a headbutt, nigga.
Bro, he's strong.
I told Craig what we would do. Nigga, I would just swing him around do-si-do and then throw his little ass.
Yeah.
You see him like grab him by his arms, swing him around. But look how this nigga watch. Watch how when the dude started like getting his legs, trying to get to his legs, he kept missing because it's natural to do. Where you get somebody into the
Wait a minute. Oh, this nigga got to get on. Look, he got
to
get down.
Yeah, he get down. Because he trying to get to the dude. But when I tell you, watch the legs, homie. Look, he got.
The what legs?
He got, no, I'm talking about the other dude with legs.
Oh.
Watch how he try to trap him. But this dude is wearing shorts with holes in them.
Bro,
look.
This, why would you fight this dude, man?
Like you.
Why don't he kick off?
That's what I need to know.
Can't you kick, though?
Is it capped off? Right. That's what I need to know.
I would have been kicked his ass.
Just look. You grab that one arm and just get to swing that him nigga, around in a circle.
That nigga ass is always scratched.
Right. Right.
He got scuff marks on his ass.
Get to the part where they get this nigga on the ground.
Hey,
hold
nigga,
on.
That's crazy legs, nigga.
Look, here it go. Watch. He going to come in.
Oh, he slapped this nigga?
Oh, yeah. They be going at it. I'm just.
It's like he coming from the ground.
He tried to fold him up. This nigga.
He got a wingspan on him.
It's like he in quicksand fighting him.
Nigga like the front of a spider.
Like, how much money did you get?
MMA name is Tarantula.
This is an advanced Black Widow.
Nigga, that is a scary movie, bro.
Yeah, this nigga.
He ain't got no legs, but he got hair. Nice dreads.
Nigga sitting there.
I just want to know. Like, how filthy is your hands?
How do you train for this, though? You like, what do you train?
Yeah, I said like, that. Now, I said that. I was like, ain't too many half a niggas running around here. How do you train for a half a nigga fight?
You can't. This has got to be a comic book.
No,
Who'd he spar with? Who was his sparring partner?
Hey, what if it's a nigga under the mat with a magnet, nigga, just drag this nigga?
Look, show, watch.
Oh, my God.
So this nigga's on top of me, right?
How do you pin him down?
He got him down.
This nigga got hooks at the bottom of his legs.
Look. Oh, that's what that is. Look at that little shit coming out of there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, how do you not pick this nigga up and go for it?
Exactly. You can put this nigga in a power bomb.
He done fucked him like three times on top.
Right.
You can just grab him by the hair and throw him out the ring.
Nigga, I'll get that one arm and swing his ass. But this shit is crazy, though, bro.
No, his elbows look
But no, he's athletic as hell. You know what I mean? I commend him because he won the fight. You know what I'm saying? No
and he killed a cue for half a man. Okay.
God damn.
There you go.
Here we go.
You know this nigga can't fuck you. He ain't got no dick.
Yeah.
You can't sit down like that on your dick, nigga. It's over with.
Yeah, he ain't got shit down there.
But he can hug me real tight.
And walk around with the nigga, too.
Wait, why is it? Okay.
Whoever the cameraman sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah, this nigga.
I mean, he probably ain't used to that.
Wow.
But, hey, I'm mad because this nigga's swinging with one hand down and the other hand up.
This nigga doing
it. Look, this nigga's this nigga swinging.
He playing with the nigga. He could have kicked the nigga.
You see how you drug him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He skated that nigga across the ground. But he does have a future in horror movies, though.
Yeah, he's
for
the
show.
Yeah.
Wait, show. Does he use a strap on? I wonder.
This nigga about to razor. You're razor kick this nigga.
With this nigga. Look, people say, Sarah, stop.
Whatever.
He is really throwing punches, bro.
Yeah, he throwing them things. But your back got to be hurting to bend down most of this goddamn fight.
Right, yeah, that's a whole disadvantage. Now you in this nigga world.
How do you?
I just keep running and jumping on the nigga. I ain't going to lie to you. How you going to do something to me?
Look at that nigga
bobbing weaving.
Yeah. Now you can kick this nigga in the chest real easy, nigga.
Oh.
Ain't no way.
I wonder if you go on a date with him, do you have to put him in your purse?
knee. He slid on his elbow.
I
said slid on his knee.
Ah, that's hilarious.
Nigga. I'm used to other appendages.
Nigga, that's blasphemy.
I know his doctor is having an anxiety attack.
Exactly. This nigga got hind hands.
Brad, that nigga took him down, but didn't automatically lose position.
He can't even ground him. He can't ground him.
What is he beating?
Look.
What is he hitting?
Right. He can't ground
him. What is that that you hitting on down there?
Yes. Does he have pockets or something? I don't know.
That nigga is holding
on. Man, but it looked like he's totally
How do you not get up and walk with this nigga?
For real.
Motherfucker.
You got to crack that nigga chest, nigga.
Like, I would pick this nigga up and walk around with him.
You think you could whoop him, Sean?
I'll whoop that nigga ass.
Look. That nigga holding on to it.
He swung on a nigga, though.
This nigga, like a piece of a rock, of the rock.
I just don't understand how you can't flip him around more. Look.
Because he's a solid ass half a nigga.
Half a nigga, boy.
That should look like a movie, bro.
Wow. It's like,
I'm really mad at these regular shorts.
Man. How's he keeping his pants up?
Right.
I don't know. There's some shit. He got tape on there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, you ain't found a sponsor that can just give you a cap at the bottom?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this cameraman shit.
Cameraman.
This is somebody cousin.
Terrible.
Somebody just had the 11.
Shoe cam. Whoa.
This nigga is in great shape, dog. Yeah, he is. All this on his arm.
Well, he ain't got to use his legs, nigga. He's winning half the battle.
His pull-up game is.
It ain't nothing but a little fight.
You feel me?
Did he roundhouse, like, arm kick him or something?
No, he round fist.
Damn.
He round fist. He can't round house.
He's strong enough to knock you out, though.
Yeah, he look like he got that
type. Oh, hell yeah. You get it too close to him?
Oh. That one-hand swing is cold. You leaning on another arm.
Nigga. Come on, he inviting a nigga, too. Come on.
Look. They got shock put hands.
And you can't kick him? Because honestly,
because you don't kick him in the face.
No, but see, this is the thing. If his knee is on the ground,
Right.
So you can't kick at him?
You can't pin them, really.
All you got to do is jump on the motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's punting season.
It's like a weird whack-a-mole.
You feel me? I'm hitting you dead in dreads, nigga.
That's amazing that he's just is able to do this, dog.
Right.
This is very entertaining.
You think you'd have gave up?
Nah, I wouldn't have gave up. I told you, I'd have slung the nigga outside the ring.
I'm talking about if you was him, you would think you'd have made it this far in life?
Yeah. It's been a couple of dudes that kind of defy the odds, bro.
Do this make you look at people in wheelchairs?
Because skateboarders. Yeah. Skateboarders. Yeah, this is skateboarders. He'd be rolling around on a skateboard, too.
Do this make you look at people in wheelchairs differently?
I don't even think he got a wheelchair.
Yeah,
that
way.
If he could do it, then nigga go play a sport.
Yeah. I never thought about it until right now.
Shout out to the dude on Fifth Ward in Houston that half a body on the skateboard. He's a very good delivery man.
Really?
Yeah. He has a skate. His torso. That's all he got. Like, he's not as buff at the top, but yeah.
But yeah, and he do like deliveries for money.
He's choking this nigga out for real.
No, he not. He ain't got him. He got him underneath the arm. He's trying to get it. I just don't understand how he can't pick him up and keep it going.
That nigga can't even keep that.
You feel me? Like, he's but legs weigh a nice bit of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you not being able to pick up a torso?
This shit is paid, nigga. This is actor, man.
But at the same time,
old boy, let up.
He could have been whooped him.
Okay.
No, but his half a body is probably as much as his whole body.
Nah, I ain't with that shit.
No.
That nigga big, but he ain't no.
That's why we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was when
we come back.
We got caught up in the half a nigga. Sorry.
Hold on, 1 second. Let me see something.
When you seeing a full nigga with legs fighting a nigga with no legs, and they going even, it question your leg problems.
Oh, you got to see this part, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, when he backflips. This shit is crazy. Why is this nigga breathing so heavy and he ain't got no legs?
He still got lungs, nigga.
Yeah, but old boy over there just, look at this backflip. It's cold blood.
Hey. You can't backflip. That's chest flip.
That's a peck flip.
That shit was crazy though.
What else did I want to cover, man?
Ivory Weinstein, nigga, he going to jail.
Yeah, he already in the motherfucker.
Nah, but he getting years. This motherfucker here, he had caught a case in New York, too. They gave him 23 years.
Okay.
But he just got found guilty of 3 of the 7 charges, including rape,
right,
forced oral copulation, and another sexual conduct. But I just look at it like the man was taking people to islands.
Right.
And they had a whole staff at this island seeing these young girls with this old-ass nigga.
Right.
And now y'all want to convict him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I look at it like Bill Cosby was with grown women. And you up there said that he drugged them.
Right.
But all people were taking Quaaludes and all kinds of shit back in them days.
Right.
But they weren't children.
Right, right, right.
These were grown-ass women that knew the fuck what they were doing and who they were sleeping with as a married man. Because everybody knows that the motherfucker was married to Camille.
Right.
We didn't even know who the fuck Camille was, it was one.
I think you're talking about the wrong person. You're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Harvey Weinstein was fucking grown-ass women.
No, he was fucking a youngster. They said he fucked around with some girls that was under 18.
But his main specialty was the older his women, the actresses. His appetite.
His appetites.
Yeah, they were more like women trying to get into Hollywood.
That's crazy as fuck, though.
Yeah, Weinstein was doing. Wasn't he doing Boys, too? Didn't he do the little white boy that used to hang with Michael Jackson?
He looked like a pedophile.
Huh?
He looked like a pedophile. He looked crazy.
Yeah, that nigga.
That's crazy. It's a motherfucker. I just trip about how long they take, and then when they give people time, it's like when they see black folks get time, motherfuckers give you insulting time.
Yeah, 295 years.
You know what I mean? Like, insulting, bro. Like, bro, just say I'm not coming home no more.
Right.
But when you give, like, old girl that killed her daughter,
TV show, right. Casey you know Anthony, mean? Nigga. Yeah, they gave this bitch Casey Anthony a TV show, nigga.
Bro, crazy.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Who's Casey Anthony?
The bitch that killed her kids in the 90s, nigga.
Yeah, but if you're found guilty, you're not able to profit from any type of...
Somebody getting a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be her mama or her... maybe the dad.
Yeah. Can I say something? Ladies, I don't want to hear no more shit about black men ain't shit.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. It ain't real.
For real.
You bitches is just out of pocket. And I got to say this. I got to say this.
Uh-oh.
You want to talk about black men ain't shit. Do you know what's happening in Afghanistan right now?
Oh shit.
Do you want to talk about black men ain't shit? Do you know what's happening in Afghanistan to you raggedy bitches?
Right turn Clydes everywhere.
Do you know the Taliban just made it illegal for women to have a job, to go to college, to go to high school or middle school, and you want to keep hollering about how niggas ain't shit?
Wait. Taliban passed the bill, it's in effect now.
It's in effect. It's been in effect, but they're starting to implement it now.
The women can't get a job.
They can't go to school past the sixth grade. Which means no junior high, high school. They can't have a job. They can't go to universities. But they want to talk about niggas ain't shit.
Oh, I see what that is. They don't want they women to be like, yeah, okay. Ooh, shit.
Education ruins the quality of the pussy.
Oh wow!
Knows the drier her pussy is. It's proven.
Oh, shit. It's proven.
That's wild.
Ain't no wet smart pussies.
I will say this: it's gonna be the Taliban that's gonna have a whole bunch of OnlyFans.
Hey man,
that's crazy.
And they want to talk about niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, niggas is moving up in the world. Y'all better get us, ladies.
Studs in Afghanistan have passed us in the ain't shit category.
Nigga, you can't get an education over there. I can take you to the streets.
Take it to the streets. No, how come they don't talk about the studs that leave their family for a bitch?
Oh, shit.
That's true.
You used to be a housewife, bitch. Now you got a flat top, a boot camp cut, and your own wife.
And your own wife.
What about your three kids you left in Burbank, bitch?
I know who he's shooting that
you
to.
Didn't move.
I know who he's shooting that to. I'm sure you know. POW.
You didn't cut your hair off and move to NDO, and you're working at an AMPM, and you got three sons in junior high that need you, bitch.
That is crazy. That nigga.
And they in Burbank starving. Dad don't know how to cook.
Dad don't know how to cook. Pops is sad as shit.
Move to Afghanistan if you really think niggas ain't shit.
That is crazy though, because it's like,
what's the purpose?
To control the women,
right?
Because evidently, either they getting too liberated over there,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So now they trying to figure out a way to control them, kind of like put them back some. You know what I mean? Because yeah. They getting tired of it.
I but think what like, happened? One of them bras must have beat a nigga in something that she wasn't supposed to be in.
Basketball, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
We have to stop this.
Or they probably checked in.
She crossed over Ahmed.
Right.
We have to make it illegal. For them to have.
Ahmed. Why is his name Ahmed?
Because
one of them bitches beat their man in Madden. He was like, you know what?
Oh, shit.
You never play Madden again, bitch.
Never play Madden again.
My father works in the Senate, the ministry.
So this but that's scandalous, though.
It's beyond scandalous.
Because there's some beautiful women over there, and they ain't going to be on TikTok.
Right.
You can't even see them, nigga.
Hey, what is a woman not supposed to be able to do better than you?
Clean gutters.
This nigga said clean gutters?
What the fuck are you talking about? Be able to clean a gutter?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know the root, you know the gutter at the top of the house?
We know what a gutter is, nigga. I'm just mad that you cleaning them trying to fuck with them.
You clean gutters in apartments?
No, it's not an apartment. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
I think it'd be sad if a woman could just, like, fuck better than you do.
Who testing it?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You got to.
I'm just saying.
So you're going to go find somebody and say, who fuck you better, me or her? Just think it.
Right, right.
And we both got 10 minutes, okay? Go.
Right. Because I think it's women out there that can play basketball better than me. I think it's women out there that can play football better than me.
Football? You think it's a woman that can hit you on the football field?
Lingerie football league. There's probably some chicks out there that can lay some hammer.
What about fight?
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, the only chick that I really feel like she and got them hands,
I can't no chick piss that.
Amanda Nunez. I think she got hands.
There can't no bitch piss better than him standing up.
Wow. That's some shit.
She can.
Wait a minute.
Her?
Who is this?
I don't know. Yeah, some random stud.
Random stuff? How you just poke, nigga? You had that shit in your Rolodex?
I can do whatever I want to do, okay?
Ooh, why you put this ugly nigga? This nigga all gums.
That's hilarious.
This nigga here.
So you said Venice clean gutters. Is a simp.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Dr. I mean, Sinister.
I mean, if you're taller in your relationship, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You get to the gutters quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's the only thing your woman can't do better than you?
No, I said urinal, you know what I'm saying?
She can relate to gums.
She can relate to.
call in, my nigga. Call in.
That was funny.
Come roast, man. Come roast.
Somebody said Sarah is a part of the Cassell clan.
Right. Hey.
Sam Cassell. Cassellian.
AT
Cassellian.
AT Cassellian.
And I'm at East Point, and we out. It's me and you.
Cassella forever.
Sam and Sarah, too. Oh,
that nigga got some gum.
AT Cassellian. Yeah, that nigga. That nigga show knows.
I said, wow.
What is he thinking, show?
I don't look nothing like dude.
No, you don't.
No,
that shit.
Y'all mouth twins.
ATL.
Oh, how can you be mouth twins?
They got that same dangerous smile.
Sam Cassell is Sarah's soulmate.
You got them pants off the movie Saving Ryan's Privates, my nigga.
If you smile into the...
Saving Ryan's Privates?
If you smile...
Saving Ryan's Privates.
If you smile at a forest, the bushes will start ruffling. Like, what the fuck?
It was cold that night.
Danger! Danger!
That
nigga scandalous.
You got jumped in a public restroom for peeping over urinals.
Oh, peeping over urinals. What you doing?
I just seen if the cakes was okay. The cakes okay in that one? All right.
What you doing?
You got hooves on all your hoop shoes.
Hey. Oh, that nigga said hooves.
Sound like an army of tap dancers when he hoop. Like, what the fuck is all that tapping on the court?
You call all your homies over to your house to show them how you hula hoop with your neck real good.
That was a cold one. That was a cold one, show.
Mommy, wow.
So a fool for that.
That nigga so crazy, man. Oh,
that nigga, oh, the TV went out, Sarah.
Okay. You can still talk, though.
Yeah, we know, nigga.
She don't want to get up. Look, get your ass up. No, fuck with that nigga.
She going to come in here and try to cover her breast.
Yeah. She was in here topless the other day. She don't know I got a security camera.
Right. All we seen was pizza dollar signs.
She was in here topless clapping with her titties.
All right, nigga, stupid.
Just having a good old time. Oh, we didn't talk about the bodyguard missing.
Yeah,
we got the whole topic, nigga.
What's going on with the bodyguard, man?
What made you think about a bodyguard?
Because that's what the cover page is saying.
That nigga thinking about Whitney Houston right now. That's random.
Oh, wow. I can see your titties jumping from here, sir.
Hey, I didn't say that. The great one said something about you, but you can say it on the cover.
Look, correct.
Been like a PE teacher.
But no, that nigga missing, though.
The bodyguard.
Right back into the bodyguard.
For real.
Yeah, that nigga missing.
The Meg Thee Stallion's bodyguard is missing, huh?
Yeah, man. He's supposed to like appear in court.
Yeah.
To try to like, you know, testify and shit. And supposedly he's been missing for like 2 to 3 days.
Oh yeah.
Now the thing is, do they find him? Or do you think, you know, people got rid of him?
I mean, I don't know if Meg Thee Stallion is a big enough piece to start killing
right,
niggas.
Right, right. Hey, he might have evidence to send her down.
We got to keep the legacy alive. Kill that nigga.
Like,
there will be a new whore soon.
Exactly.
There's always another whore.
Yeah, what is it, the Wapias?
Motherfuckers like, killing over Meg Thee Stallion.
Right, right.
That is wild.
They waiting on that new album. They ain't going to let nothing stop him.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
She trying to kill all them body.
What if she shot him?
Stupid.
And it's not even attempted murder.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga's gone. Like, usually, you know, people come up missing on trial because they don't want that particular testimony. He probably either going to get caught up in some shit.
Right.
So, you know, you come up missing for a couple of days and you can go to Tahiti or whatever. Right, but, but when you come back, nigga, you going to jail.
Right. What do you think, Tory Lanez? Because I know he's Canadian, but will he get deported if he found guilty? Deported if he
yes, supposedly yeah. Because I mean, if you commit a crime here,
right?
Yeah, usually they don't let you come back over to this motherfucker.
You know, that's where the money at. So it's like, damn.
You know, so I look at it like, hey, this trial is going long, but I'm tripping off the fact that Megan Thee Stallion, they all like is dragging out as much as it is because a person got shot in the foot, but, like, there's no, like, financial right. compensation. We just move on with our lives.
Right.
Niggas got to go to jail. Nobody died.
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't missing a toe, I don't believe.
Yeah. Well, it's a charge. You got to pay somebody in the system. Yeah. You got to pay them with your
not
time.
Not go to jail, though. Y'all was hanging and shit. Shit just got wicked.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it should be.
Shit is crazy, though. Yeah. But he was fucking her, though.
The bodyguard?
No. Uh-huh. Supposedly Tory Lanez and her.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I think if the bodyguard's probably fucking too.
And that's why he gone.
She one of them type of whores. She gotta fuck you to hang out with you.
Yes.
Like everybody around her, she's fucked.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got a sample.
Because she seemed very out there, but then like the dude she with now, it's like it looked like it's serious somewhat.
Right.
But I don't even know who the nigga is.
I think that's who she was fucking with before she got caught up.
The bodyguard?
Nah, whoever she
is. Nah, the nigga that she's with. She with some nigga.
Yeah, I think that's her nigga when she got in the game. You know what I mean? And shit just got messy.
And you got bodyguards. You got to feel weird as the nigga that's fucking her, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga probably just waiting on his turn for me to leave. They probably got that type of an understanding.
Right. This is one of the most ignorant ass names I ever heard. What is? And while you're telling me what it is, hey, man, go ahead and purchase that Chill Withers. I got the Chill Withers. And the Chill Never Withers, and I got another joint dropping soon, man. So make sure y'all support, man. Purchase the album. We need it, man.
Ignorant ass names.
We need
it. Oh, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because a stallion is a male horse.
Yeah.
Oh. Ding. Something you need to learn every day.
Yeah.
I forgot. So what do you call a woman horse? Like, what is
it? Is it a mare?
Yes.
It's a mare.
So, hey. So using the word stallion is just wrong altogether.
Yeah, for a woman. Yeah, they're referring to the back right, ass of the horse.
Right.
There's an original E.T. model used in Steven Spielberg's classic film that just sold for $2.56 million.
What? I can see that.
Right here.
I can see
that. So the guy who designed all the costumes and shit for E.T.,
that's made, iconic.
Yeah. 2.56 mil. You would have bought it?
If I'm just got like 2 million to just throw away, yeah.
Right.
What you gonna do with it? It's a statue or what?
It's just like a piece of artwork. Somewhere. Yeah, it's a piece of artwork.
Your house gotta be at least 20 million or above.
Right.
Jay-Z said he had did something like that where he had bought an art piece and then upsold that bitch.
Yeah. I mean, you can. I mean, E.T., that's iconic, bro.
No, like, facts, you can. You can have that shit 30 years and be a billionaire or less. Like, I remember I had a cousin, this nigga, his wife, like, her family owned, like, an oil refinery and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was, like, she was from, I think, like, Australia or some shit like that. And so basically what happened was she'll, like, go to, like meetings with, like, Chanel and shit like that. Right. She had, like, a bracelet that was worth, like, $38,000.
Oh, okay.
The following, and it was a limited edition. And the following year, the same gold brace is worth $108,000.
I believe that. I was
like, damn.
Catching paintings, catching artwork, catching jewelry. That should go like that. But nah, E.T., man, that's iconic, bro.
Right.
Like, we went to Disney World and I rode on that E.T. ride. Brought back memories, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember that movie like it was yesterday.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But it's one of the iconic movies. And if somebody's a big fan.
Right.
And they got the bread to spend it on a collector's item. Fuck it.
Hell yeah, I agree. Hell yeah, we're gonna go on a break. When we get back, more roast with the host.
Yes, sir.
I don't lie, I'm hungry.
Hey, you.
I'm tired of people not saying what it is, man.
I'm a director. Hey, I'm a director. Places everybody.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.